strategies in themselves don't make much sense unless they're backed up by actions. And making decisions, again, is the next level and the next step that managers have to take. It's all very well developing a strategic plan that looks great on paper and that people in an organisation can look at and nod and say, yes, oh, that's great, that's really good. Well, what does that mean? For people sort of lower down within an organisation at middle management levels or workers in an organisation, well, how will this new strategy actually affect their day-to-day practices, their day-to-day lives? If the new strategy makes no difference for the vast majority of people working in an organisation, then perhaps it's not such a new strategy after all. If the strategy is really to make a difference, decisions need to be made that are going to actually affect people and the way that they operate and the way that they work, and hopefully to improve things. So the decisions need to follow from the strategy that is that companies, organisations develop. And this, crucially, is one of the things that managers have to get right. They have to be decisive, and they have to make decisions that are effective and that are meaningful. Now, these things so far, setting goals, devising strategies, making decisions, these are things that managers can do in quite a detached way. You can imagine an organisation, a large organisation in a head office, which is a sort of a building with many stories, and a manager, a senior manager or a chief executive sort of sitting on the top floor in a large office looking out, you know, devising strategies, thinking about goals that he's going to set, what are we going to achieve with this organisation, or making decisions. But managers can't operate on their own in a detached way, separate from the rest of the organisation. They have to actually engage with other organisations often. They have to engage with other people that work within their organisation. And again, in order for these strategies, for their decisions, for their goals to become real, and for them to really be taken on board by the whole organisation, they need to engage directly with their staff, with their workforce. And motivating people is a crucial element. If you can come up with the best plan, the best strategy in the world, and make all the right decisions on paper, but if you've got a workforce that aren't interested in going with you and in following your plan or your strategy, then it's never going to work. So motivating people is actually one of the most crucial things that any manager needs to be able to do. And in how do people do that? Well, there's leadership. I guess there's elements of leadership that come into this, but I think managers have to provide a clear sense of direction and a clear sense of purpose about where they're going, why are we making these changes, why are we putting these plans into effect, how will it benefit you personally. Providing that kind of leadership and that direction is very important. Finally, also, managers, I think, need to take responsibility. If things go wrong, managers have to be able to sort of hold up their hand and sort of say, yes, it's my fault. Managers traditionally, I think, are very, very good at claiming credit when things work and when things go right. Or people in positions of authority, I guess, like often to claim the credit when things go right. But I think the sign of a really good leader or a very good manager is not just somebody who takes credit when things work, but also somebody that holds their hand up and takes responsibility when things don't work. I think that if you're working in an organisation and you know that the head of that organisation or your boss, your manager, is putting in place a new plan or a new strategy, if you know that if it all fails, they're going to be the ones that take responsibility, you're more likely to feel, okay, well, I'll give this a go. If you feel that your manager, if it goes wrong, is going to just point the finger and maybe blame you if it doesn't work, then perhaps you're not going to be so motivated to actually go ahead and give the company your full support. So I think taking responsibility is something that's also quite important. So what makes a successful manager? Again, I'm asking some quite big questions here, and I don't pretend to be able to provide comprehensive or conclusive answers to these questions. I'm merely trying to set the ball rolling, I guess, in terms of getting you to think about some of these things. But what makes a successful manager? I guess leadership is important. What does that mean? How do we define it? Could probably spend several hours talking about what is a good leader, and none of us would ever be quite certain. But I think that some element of leadership responsibility is obviously important in a successful manager. If you're able to, in order to provide the kind of motivation and direction that managers should, then that kind of leadership role is important.